Welcome to the Latika Vimes Show, a work and life balance podcast for working moms who want to lead and grow in their careers. In this podcast, you will gain tips and inspiration to help you navigate and thrive as you balance and manage your life, marriage, career, and your faith. I am your host, Latika Vines, a working mom of four, a wife, and just like you, a career-driven working mom. It is my goal that myself and all empowering guests that join us will share and explore our life lessons and give you the immediate steps you can take to navigate and thrive in your career and life so you can build opportunities for your self-success. Subscribe to this podcast so you're notified of each episode that airs. Welcome to Latika Vine Show. Working mom, we made it. We made it. We made it almost. It's not 2024 yet. However, we're almost there. With 2 days left of 2023, I want to sit down with you and go over the lessons learned, go over the growth, go over what God has done for visionary initiatives, for you, for me, as we are joined together in empowering working moms. So join me in this particular episode, this special episode. Hey, working mom, welcome to another episode of the Latika Vine Show. I am so excited that you are here with me for another episode. And can you believe this is the last Friday of the year? I cannot believe it. It is Friday, December 29th. And we're here, y'all. We made it. I know we still have two more days left of 2023, but y'all, we made it. Lord willing, we are going to see 2024. And y'all, that's a wrap. That's a wrap. Can you believe it that we made it this far? You know, if you're like me, 2023 has been a year of reflection. It's been a year of really revelation, epiphanies. 2023 has been a year of growth. 2023 has really shown who I am. And if you're like me, then I'm pretty sure 2023 has allowed you to exhibit your strength, your power, your faith, your trust in God. And the list goes on. And as you reflect on 2023, I want us to walk down memory lane of the lessons that were learned in 2023 together, and also how we grew in 2023. So join me as I go through a recap of what happened in 2023, and let's dig into those lessons and how we grew as working mothers, as individuals, as career-driven women. All the things. Let's dig into how we grew in 2023. So let's take it all the way back to the first Lunch and Learn networking event, the virtual networking events that we hosted. And this one was in January. It was January 10th. And the theme was getting the career you want. And in this particular Lunch and Learn networking event, we talked about what it takes for you to go after that career vision that God has given you. And so during that webinar, you received tips on what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. When's the right time to actually do it? And that time is really when God tells you, go. And the working moms that attended really gained insight on career vision. You know, there's so many of us that say we have career goals, we have an objective. There's this career that I want to say that I did or I made when I retire. But when we really look at, okay, we're God's vessels and God is telling us to do work. He's telling us to do work and he is embedded in every aspect of our life. And with that, he's saying, listen, I've given you a vision for your career. You need to go do that. And a lot of times we're not happy in our career. We're not satisfied. We're not feeling the fulfillment because we're not in the vision that God has given us, that he's designed for us, that he's destined for us. So during that networking event, which later turned into a webinar, it really taught working moms how to heed what God has in store for them. So it was really powerful. It was really powerful. I do that at the top of every year. If you are not familiar with that webinar, please, please, please make sure you check it out. It is available in our or on our YouTube channel, Empowering Working Moms. And also, you will also get a sneak peek of it, or not a sneak peek, but kind of get a feel for it during the 12 days of Christmas Career Challenge. So if you have not participated in that, definitely there's still time. We started on Christmas Day, December 25th, and we end on January 6th. So definitely join us so that you can kind of get a peek of what that is. So that was January. We also participated in the Career Accelerator Micro Audio Summit. And in that, it really was an opportunity. It was all audio, but it was an opportunity for me to share with ambitious women from around the world how to go after their career vision. And so it was a really awesome opportunity. That was my first time doing an audio summit. So it was really cool. The organizer was amazing. And so I was so glad that I was able to do it. It really pushed me out of my comfort zone. Even though I've been, now it's almost going on 4 years of doing podcasting, doing an audio summit is different because, you know, with a podcast, you kind of have an idea of who your audience is. But when you're doing an audio summit, and especially on someone else's platform, you don't know who you're talking to. So it was a stretch opportunity for me. It really got me out of my comfort zone. And so it was a really great time for me to be a part of that audio summit. It was really awesome. If you didn't get a chance to check it out, definitely go to my social media and check out the highlights from that particular event in January. And so we did some things in between January and March. We had Women's History Month. We had so many things happen with our virtual networking events, with career coaching for working moms. There's so many things that we did. But I'm going to tell you that God moved. God moved. And what he continued to tell me is get back to. He continued to say, Latika, get back to what I initially destined for you to do. So even though I'm telling working moms, God is saying, go back to your career vision. He's also tugging at me. He's convicting me to do the same thing. And I wasn't doing the same thing. I was going outside. And he's like, no, I don't want you to go outside. I don't want you to add to. I want you to get back to what it is that you are destined to do. And so these things that I have been doing really made me or took me out of my comfort zone, because I was comfortable saying, okay, I'm going to do these little things. I'm going to do these little things. But God is like, no, I want you to do bigger things, and I want you to do more, and I want you to partner with more. And so he allowed me, especially at the very beginning of the year, to partner with so many different people. So God moved. God definitely moved, and I was able to get more listeners onto the podcast. I was able to get more people to download the Visionary, our bi-monthly career development newsletter for working moms. Like, there were so many things that God was like, get back to the initial vision that I destined for you. And I was like, okay. And that's when I really got to hear God say that to me, get back to. I really didn't do it until later in the year, but that's when I really heard God say, okay, Latika, you're doing all these things, but you need to get back to. Has he been doing that with you? Has he been saying, you need to get back to what I have initially told you to do? You need to get back to the vision that I've given you, but you've strayed away because you've allowed fear and you have allowed imposter syndrome. You've allowed other people's priorities. You've allowed everything else to get in the way, but yet you're still not happy. You're still not fulfilled. You're still not doing the things that bring you joy. God is saying, get back to. So get back to what God is calling you to do. Get back to. So fast forward, we had the live podcast recording. This was our third year anniversary of the Latika Vines show. And my dear sister, Cherie Rogers, was on. Hey, Cherie. It was so amazing to have her join us for this live. That was my second time doing a live podcast recording. It was amazing. She brought so much excitement. I love her so much. And it was just so amazing. And let me tell you, God, that's nothing but God, because I met her through someone else and I just began a relationship with her, and then bam, here we are. And it was just so amazing. And she's the type of woman who celebrates working moms and wants working moms to celebrate themselves. And so it was just appropriate for her to join us in that moment. So I was just so happy that she was able to join us for that live podcast recording, where we were celebrating other working moms. We were celebrating the anniversary of the podcast. And that was in March. Can you believe that we're going to be celebrating 4 years in April? Like, where is the time going? Where is the time going? It's amazing. It is truly, truly amazing. And so we had the podcast recording. And then we had the Empowering Working Mom Breakfast in May. Let me tell you, it was phenomenal. Let me just first say, my dear friend, accountability partner, big sister, came from New Jersey, drove 4 hours from New Jersey, and showed up at 9 a.m. in Bryans Road, Maryland, at the Empowering Working Mom Breakfast. Okay? It was truly that, and that was before it began. It was such a blessing for her to turn the corner, walk into the space, the event space, and for me to see her face. Let me tell you, I dropped everything I was doing. I was in the middle of talking to someone, and I ran to Roz. I can't even explain to you how blessed I was to see Roz Miller Choi show up at the Empowering Working Mom Breakfast. That was, I have no words for her to drive from New Jersey that morning and join us at 9 a.m. It was amazing, y'all. And that was the beginning, okay? So here we are at the breakfast, and we had Lanisha Ely, professor, let me just say, professor, confidence doula, Lanisha Ely, come forth with our keynote address. And she laid it out for us, y'all, as to why we are not moving, why we're not doing what it is that we're supposed to be doing, is because we lack confidence. You know, one aspect is fear, and then the other part is confidence. And so she laid it out for us. She gave us so many nuggets on how to gain the confidence to move the way that God wants us to move in our lives and in our careers. It was amazing. And then we had Dr. Candace Mukendi come. Let me tell you, people are still raving about her. She came and did exercises with us, y'all. Whew. She did exercises with us. And let me tell you how God moved. She sat there. Mind you, she's a trained therapist. And when I say trained, she got all the credentials in the world. And the exercise that everyone talks about that attended, that really stuck to them, was the five-year-old little girl. We had to go back to that five-year-old little girl and ask her some really important questions. And some of us had to apologize to that five-year-old little girl. Some of us had to reflect on if this happened or if this didn't happen at 5 years old, maybe I would have been here. Or maybe this could have happened at 35. I mean, there were so many epiphanies that came up. There was not a dry eye in the building. Let me tell you, God showed up and showed out with both of them, with Dr. Candace and with Lanisha. It was incredible. And if you have been a listener of this podcast and you are familiar with Dr. Candace Mukendi, she has been a guest here, and also Lanisha Ailey, she's been a guest here several times of the podcast, and they both just came through at the breakfast, okay? Came through at the breakfast. It was amazing. And we had our mistress of ceremonies. It was amazing. Oh my goodness. Let me tell you about Stacy Crawley. This woman came through. She brought the energy for the breakfast. It was so amazing that she was there. Oh, and let me not forget too that we had a full team. Let me tell you, I want to give a shout out to, oh my goodness, from Lachelle to Michelle, Dion. Oh my goodness. It was so amazing. Denise, Stacy, like they, Marnell, like everybody came through to support on this day. Okay. From Lachelle coming in and helping me, decorate and get things in order prior to Dion and Michelle and Denise. Like Denise came in and was captain and she went to work. I love her so dearly. But it was so amazing. It was like, I can't even explain how amazing it was. And for the months that it took to prepare and for the hours that we were there together, it was just simply amazing. And I cannot wait until May 20th, 2024 for the next Empowering Working Mom Breakfast. It's going to be amazing. You don't want to miss it. God moved and he showed up and showed out during that time for so many of us. We actually had one young lady who won a ticket to attend. She lives in the local area and she was so blessed. Again, there was not a dry eye in the building because God moved and we allow the Holy Spirit to do what the Holy Spirit does. And that's to lead and guide and give us discernment and wisdom, all the things, convict us, all the things, but ultimately comfort us. And the young lady that won the ticket was comforted. She was comforted because there were so many things that she was battling, so much baggage that she brought to the breakfast that she was able to release in the moment and allow God to give her answers, to fulfill her in the moment so that when she left, she knew exactly what she was going to do. It was amazing. It was amazing. Talk about growth. That pushed me to, I want to say pushed me, motivated me is probably the most proper word, motivated me to say, okay, God, this is all about you.
it was all about him, period. But I really, in those hours of being there, I understood that me doing what I am doing is all about God. It's all about giving him glory. It's all about doing his work, and his work is building the kingdom. And wholeheartedly, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. And at that time of the Empowering Working Mom Breakfast, that's when I understood this is what I'm supposed to be doing full time. I cannot part-time God. When it comes to empowering working moms, I cannot part-time God. God has to be all in it. All in it when it comes to empowering working moms. And I think that was the biggest thing that really hit me as I reflected on the Empowering Working Mom Breakfast. But I understood, wow, it's all about God. And it has to be all about God. So it was pretty powerful. And then we had, so that was in May. That was May 20th. And then we had the virtual summit. Let me tell you, we had the fourth annual Real Talk, the Realities of Work-Life Balance virtual summit in July. We have been doing this for a few years now, and I just can't believe how big it has gotten. This virtual summit is something that I did a few years ago, and I was like, we got to get a way to get moms, and I really wanted to expand the podcast. And I was part-time in God. And at the virtual summit is all about God. And we had Nakia Pratt. We had, again, Lanisha Ely. We had so many people. We had so many people, individuals from near and far to join us for the virtual summit. It was amazing. It was amazing. And I cannot wait for July 20th, 2024 for the fifth virtual summit. Like I can't even tell you how God is moving for us to continue to do these things year after year. God continues to move. And my prayer is that for all the individuals, for all the mothers, for all the fathers, because we do have some dads that are attending these events as well, that they are blessed and that they see God clearly and they're able to hear God clearly. Because the Bible says that when we can seek God's face, we can seek his face. And we do that when we are in his presence, when we get into his presence, when we say, God, okay, it's all about you. It's not about me. It's not about anybody else. It's all about you. And at the virtual summit, it was strictly about work-life balance. And we talked about how so many of us are in the position of following our mother's footsteps. And I know that a lot of us don't want to say that out loud. But we're following our mother's footsteps in, if you're like me, we're millennials. And our mothers, if you're like me, my mother was a teacher. She did Discovery Toys on the side. She did the Tupperware parties on the side. When my parents were together, my dad did Amway along with being a cop. Like, that's all I saw. And so as I am a mother of four, I'm mimicking everything that my mother did. She worked, but she also had these side hustles at the same time. And I was like, man, this year, again, when I said at the top of the episode that it's been a year of reflection and revelation, that's something that God has told me. It's like, hey, your mother showed you. And yes, I get it. It was different times. You know, we're talking about 30 years ago. My parents, they separated 30 years ago. And my mother then became a single mom of five kids. and she had to hustle. Okay. That woman, her picture is next to the word hustle in the dictionary. Okay. Because she hustled. My mother worked several jobs to take care of us. I praise God for her. I praise God for my grandmother who was there for us and who taught me a lot of things. I'm grateful for God's protection and his provision during that time, because I know my mother probably didn't know what to do. But she remained sane while she was doing it. A lot of us, that was our life. Whether you were raised by a single mother, whether your parents had side hustles, you know, on top of their full-time jobs, whatever the case, we saw that. And so we talked about it at the virtual summit, that so many of us saw it and so we're doing it. But how do you balance it? And that's what we talked about. It was powerful, y'all. It was so powerful. It was so powerful. It was so powerful. And then we moved into the National Career Development Month, which is a big month for us every single year. It happens in November, from November 1st all the way to November 30th. Every single day, we're giving tips, we're giving encouragement, we're empowering working moms to go after their career vision and making sure they have what they need for their future. And so whether that's training, whether that's skills, plans, whatever it is, we're providing it all in the month of November. And that's additional coaching, free coaching. There's so many things that we're throwing out there in November as resources for working moms to make sure they have what they need to develop and to pursue their career visions, making sure that it's aligned with balance. And so we've had such a full year. We've had a full year, not to mention being with you every other Friday. So we've done so much this year. And let me just tell you, I'm so grateful to God, because God continues to reveal, God continues to make room. And I'm so grateful and I bless God because he continues to evolve me. He continues to grow me. And he also continues to give me those epiphanies, give me those visions, give me those dreams, y'all, of how to help you more, how to empower you more. And so even though this year went by so quickly, we still have so much more to do. So much more to do. I didn't even mention that this year met 5 years of doing business as Visionary Initiatives LLC. 5 years, celebrated 5 years. And I can't wait for next year where we get to celebrate 6 years. But God has been so good. And through it all, he continues to grow me. He continues to open my eyes. Because a lot of times when you are doing God's work, there's some things that you see in the natural and you're like, God, I don't see that's happening. God, this is going to be a mighty move, because the math ain't mathing and life is lifing, right? But God says, I don't want you to see through the natural. I want you to see through my eyes. And so he's allowed me, or given me, the dreams to empower moms, to empower you. Not just now, but in the future. So I cannot wait for what 2024 is going to hold. I cannot wait. But I will tell you that I will remain committed. I will continue to evolve. I will remain unstoppable, unmovable, waiting on God to give abundantly, to give an overflow, so that you can have what you need to pursue your career vision and have him be your guide that gives you aligned balance. I'm so grateful for 2023. I can't wait for 2024. Y'all know 2024. If you don't know, now you know 2024 is a big year for me. It is a milestone year for me. I turned 40 in 2024. And so I will tell you, for years, probably for the last 10 years, I have had this dream of being pregnant at 40. But what one dear person told me was, you may not be physically pregnant, but God has given you something that you're going to give birth to at 40. And let me tell you, I can't wait for what God is going to allow me to give birth to in 2024. I cannot wait. And I'm so happy that you will be here with me as I give birth to what it is that God has destined over me to do in 2024. So stay tuned. Stay with me to see all about it. So thank you so much for joining me for this episode. Happy New Year to you and your family. And I will see you in 2024. God bless you. Hey, working mom, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope, I pray that this episode was such a blessing to you. Please bless us by rating this episode and sharing how it's helped you to manage, to balance your marriage, your life, your career, and your faith. Thank you so much for joining us on The Latika Vine Show, and I can't wait for you to listen to the next episode. God bless you.